morning, Florida Solar Power. Can I help you?
Good morning. Hi, is this Tom?
Yes, this is Paul.
Hi. Yes, it sure is. It sure is. Hi,
hey,
Tom. How are you?
Trying to reach. Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking. So, you know, I did want to check back in with you. Of course, we do have your client interview scheduled for this next upcoming hour. Did you have any issues or concerns with navigating the invoice and the billing?
No, but I didn't see – that's why I was trying to get a hold of you this morning. I didn't see a way to pay the invoice on the link that you – you didn't.
Okay.
There was no link attached with an invoice.
Yeah, there, on the invoice it says click here to access your dashboard, and then that would get you –
Yeah, there was no username or password yet, right? Let me get back to it. Local Splash invoice. Click here to access your dashboard. Yep, and then it goes username and password.
Okay, so you should be able to click through that without it, like just leave
just
it blank.
Login?
Yeah, just hit
okay.
Login. Because there's
no field is required.
It's asking you to put that in there.
It comes up with a red error message said this field is required for the username and password. Do you want me to put my email in and then hit forgot password? Or?
You can put your phone number in as your username. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just 239-272-1519. And then...
Okay.
As a default password, it looks like SEO Media, all lowercase, no space, SEO Media.
Mm-hmm. And then log in?
And then log in. It should at least get you to the next screen.
Okay, yes. So now I'm at services, Google Ads. Okay, cool. Signature here. Okay. Confirm. Boom. Well, let's see. It doesn't match. Wait a minute. What's the matter?
Yeah. Is it saying the signature doesn't match? I don't know I don't know if it even generated a signature or a name on there since I didn't generate the actual. Does it have Tom Hale in there at all or no? It has no name at all. Right.
No name at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I still hit confirm
or not?
Here we go.
Leave it blank and hit confirm.
Reactivate your account. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Pay now. All right. Let's see. Payment failed. All right. So I'm going to update the information. Hit power and energy. Link. Okay, business phone. So that's not the business line. Does it matter?
I can fix that on my end if you want me to, or you can fix it. If you see where it says Thomas Hale, and then I see the 239-272-1519.
That's my business cell phone. But yeah.
Okay, I can fix it. I can fix it, or you can. But what is the business number?
239-234. 2542. Yeah, it won't let me edit that, so that's fine.
It won't let you edit that? Okay. I'll update that.
You don't have to fix it. Okay, wonderful. All right, let me get my... Okay, so MasterCard. Let's go. It's in here. Yeah, I just got busy yesterday, and I didn't see a link on there. I know you tried calling me in the afternoon or the evening, but I was
I wasn't sure.
Here.
I know. I mean, I know there's a lot of steps, and they don't always pop up the same way. Like the one where you had to put in no username and go past that step. Sometimes if you know, if I'm not the one generating the entire invoice on my end, sometimes that step gets skipped entirely. So it is kind of tricky to navigate on your own.
All right. So now it's asking me, please clarify or specify either first name and last name only or company name only. because it's got my name in there, Thomas Hale. And there's an error triangle coming up.
Okay.
There's a way to specify?
Are you... You're still on the billing page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know where it has first name, last name?
Right, right.
And then it's giving me an error, like a red triangle that says, please specify either first name and last name only or the company name only.
Right, right. It should be the name as it appears on the card. Is it both...
It's the company card, but my name is on it as well as the company card.
Okay.
Maybe I have to put the third in there because it's got my. I'm the third. Maybe that's the different. Maybe that's what's wrong.
Is it Thomas Hale, and then there's like the Roman numeral 3 after the Hale?
Yeah, it's III. Yep. No, that didn't work either. Still doing the same error message.
Okay, I'll see what I can update on my end. And then Florida Solar Power on that card, too?
Correct. Well, actually, it's Hale Power and Energy. Hale Power and Energy is our main company, Incorporated.
Right, right.
Florida Solar Power is a DBA.
Right. So it says Hale Power and Energy Incorporated, INC?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got that part updated. On my end, it says Thomas Hale the third, and then Hale Power and Energy Inc. is what I'm seeing.
All right, so what do I need to put in this first and last name deal?
You probably wouldn't have to put in anything there, but were you able to put in the card information, the expiration month and year, and the three digits on the back, and then...
Yeah, everything's in there, but it's not, it's still saying payment failed. Please update billing information.
Okay.
Okay, so you got Hale Power. Okay, here we go. Maybe that's, let me try it again. Gotcha.
Yeah, you might have to refresh it. Like, exit out and back into it.
Well, it looks like it updated with the Hale Power and Energy now, so it's seen what you did.
Right.
Step two.
I'm still trying to update the business phone. I've got it updated in the place that would populate it in that right spot that it's not taking. So let me just try that.
Yeah, it's still giving me the same bullcrap error. You know.
So it's still telling you to fix the first name, last name, company part of it?
It was, yeah. I'll try to do it again. This is like the 10th time. September. $75. And all these cards are attached to our business address, so that's going to be fine. Still coming up with this. Let's see. It says unable to process payment.
Oh, I have to process that on my end.
Oh. So I think we're good. If you process it, the card is in there. Can you tell?
Let me see if I can actually update on my end and see it in there. I mean, it won't show the card. It'll just show everything all X'd out except for the last four.
Yep, it's a MasterCard, so it looks like it's in there.
Yeah, I don't see it updating on my end. Let me see if I can...
Jeff, were you able to reach Dale?
Yeah.
Okay.
New one.
Well, I can just. I was gonna. I don't know what else to do here. There's a detail thing that comes up. Invoice.
Are you seeing like an invoice amount? Like, is there an actual invoice that it opened up, like an invoice number? I mean, it should be.
It says invoice number 746599, amount 499, billing date 3/16/22, 12 a.m. And there's a little button that says detail on the right hand side. So when I click on the detail, what it does is it opens up my local bundle, Google advertising.
Right.
And then there's a billing information, and it says you can click a button that says change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what I've been trying to do.
Right.
So.
No.
I mean,
So you've got the information in. On your end,
yeah.
And you tried to hit update, and...
Yeah, I'm going to try it again for like 100th time here, so we'll see what happens. Okay, so all I should have to hit is update, right?
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, it's still saying please specify either first name and last name, or the company name only. Should I just take my name out of the thing?
You know,
try it with the company name?
I'll try to do that on my end because it should do that automatically. Let me try to see.
All right, there we go. It just updated it. When I took my name out of there and left only the company name, it went through.
It went through.
So now the MasterCard's on file.
I see it on my end too. It's a little bit tricky and kind of, you know, weird. Like if there's a period, like in certain fields you can't have periods and things like that. So I mean, it is a little odd.
Yeah, there was no period.
Nor,
was
yeah, right. That wasn't the issue at all. This case, it was because it was still populating, and I took it out too. Your where it says in this case it's Tom Hale the third. And then it did update. So I do see the information on my end, and then I did add the setup fee. The invoice didn't have the setup fee on there, but it was the reduced setup fee, the $99. So the total is the $598.
Correct.
And I believe we already did the voice verification. We went through that on the other phone call. So let me just go ahead and get this processed. I should get a note here in a second from the client interview team saying, you know, this has a client interview scheduled right now.
Okay.
So it's saying, let's see, the expiration date or the actual three-digit code on the back does not match.
What the hell?
So on my end, all I see... Oh, there's no three-digit code on the back. That's why. No security.
I have
code
the code in there on mine.
In that field, you do. Okay. Well,
I'll update it again.
It says also January of 2020. The card itself is in there. I see MasterCard, and then all I can see is 0086. Everything else is X'd out. But for expiration, month, year, and code, on my end, it still shows the default January 2020 with the zero for the security code. If you don't mind, I could update that on my end if you're okay with that part.
Yeah, it's fine because it's showing it on my platform. I can see it. But, yeah, the expiration is 0925.
09 of 25, and then the three digits on the back?
575.
575. So I've got September 09 of 25 and then 575
yep.
as that code on the back. So Let me go ahead and unpaste that, and that should work this time.
Yeah, that's weird because it's showing on my end, but not.
It's interesting that it updated the card information, but it didn't update anything else. So I know that it's processing now because it's spinning. It gives me an error message right away if it's not working. I do have the lengthy transaction ID for the payment that did just go through. I can give that to you if you like, three digits at a time.
Is there an email? You can just email it, or do I need to write it down? Give me a second. I can
email the paid invoice out to you.
Yeah, please, because my CFO is going to ask for that. So.
Yep. So I just emailed that out to you.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Yep, I see it. Okay, perfect.
And then the name.
Yep, that's it.
The name on the card is actually Thomas Hale the Third.
Thomas Hale the Third. Yes.
Okay. So I'll fix that again on my end. I'm not sure why it defaulted back to where it said Tom. You're all set and squared away on my end. I don't know, though, if you might have to redo the terms and conditions because it sent out the default without any name on it. Let me try to send that out to you again. I'm not sure if the client interview team would tell you because it shows that it's signed on my end, but I don't know if it's the... Let me send it out to you again. Just to be clear, to be safe and to put in the redundancy that might be necessary here, because I think the one that you actually navigated through didn't have the setup fee on there either, but let me manually send it out to you now. So I'm sending you out a new one that should have Thomas Hale the Third on it, whereas the other one had no name on it, I believe. So I sent that out to you as well. Should get to you in a sec. Might even double send you too. But then it's the same process of just going through it. And then let me just notate to my client interview team when they're ready, they can give you a phone call here.
All right, yeah, because I don't have nothing's coming through yet.
Yeah. The automated emails get sent out in bulk through our entire system every couple of minutes, so it might take a minute or so for you to get that. The second one should also re-trigger a text message that you can access as well. That will take you immediately to that same page without hitting the click here. But other than that, it looks like everything on my end is okay. Everything is updated, and the client interview is scheduled for this hour. It might get to you in a couple of minutes. I know that they're still waiting for me to get off of this phone call, and then it'll take about a half an hour or so, but still get you off the phone with plenty of time to spare. We've still got 45 minutes left in this hour. I appreciate your patience, and like I said, I did try to get through to you yesterday. I guess called at the wrong time, and today this morning got a little bit crazy before I even had a chance to call you today, but I think we got everything squared away, and I appreciate your patience. It's been a real long time since I had to try to walk someone through the system on their end, and since I can't see what you see, it is kind of hard sometimes, and of course, like I said, the steps are not always the same in the beginning, even just to get to that first page, but I appreciate your patience, and I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, because I'm pretty excited here, and I think you get that. I mean, from our conversation before, I'm about as excited as you are, and I think you're pretty excited, too, to get this going. And the other thing, too, is...
I'm excited to see some results. So.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. That's for sure, too. The other thing, too, is it's always a pleasure speaking with you. You know, I mean, you're very kind, very respectful, very intelligent. All that comes across on the phone, and I don't always get all of that. In fact, sometimes I get none of it. So it's always nice, though, to speak with someone, especially at the beginning of the day or the end of a long day. It's always nice to speak with someone who's as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. But our client interview technician should be giving you a call in just a few minutes here.
Okay. Hey, Paul, what area code is it going to come from?
It's going to come from probably the same number that you see on the caller ID. The area code would be 239, or it would be the 877 number, the client support number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it, man. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks
thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hale. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again.
You as well.
Thank you. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.